Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah. Tommy Davis.
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I hear that you think my mom's accent is good.
That's amazing. I love it.
she's our receptionist.
That's so cool. It just makes me feel so at home, you know? Like, oh, I really feel just like she's just a sweet lady, you know?
She
definitely sounds like it. Well, I wanted to call you, so I know we've been going back and forth trying to get your file approved, you know, with all the confusion and, you know, from my underwriter's perspective and then really what's really going on with your accounts. But after all that said and done, I was able to get you a small approval. I wasn't able to get you the full amount you were looking for. I know we were shooting for like $70,000, and I really didn't even come close to that, to be honest with you. I got you a smaller loan. I didn't know if it's going to help you out at all or if it's just going to be, you know, not enough to do anything. So I kind of wanted to see, you know, where you were at on that. Would you be interested in taking a smaller amount or?
Well, maybe. What have you got?
Right now, it's an introductory program. So we're going back and forth with the underwriter. He was trying to, you know, say there's nothing we can do. I said, come on, there's something. He's got a good business. You know, he's an attorney. It's not like he's just some car shop. Like, you know, like they're doing stuff over there. They got some money. He's got a decent credit score. So we got you an introductory program. How it works is you start off a small program with us for $20,000. And then once we complete the $20,000, about halfway in, the term on it is 9 months. So about 4.5 months into it, we can revisit your account file, see how all the payments went, and then get you more money halfway into it.
Okay. And what are the terms?
So it's actually not bad. For it being an unsecured loan right now, it looks like it's a 9-month term. And your daily payment would be $138 a day.
Okay.
Monday through Friday. So your total payback on that is $26,000. That's really good. It's actually one of the best approvals I've seen this entire week.
That ends up being $2,760 a month.
Correct.
Because that's how, I mean, I realize it would be a daily.
Right. But, ultimately, sure.
I need to budget the money.
Absolutely. But I also want you to keep in mind, like, I want to set this up with you because I feel like we can get you more money. I just need to be able to prove it and show that, like, look, there's nothing wrong with, he's not doing anything shady with the bank accounts, you know, like, this is how he's running his business right now with all these different accounts. We just need to be able to show that the payments can come out on time and kind of start that initial relationship with you. And then 4.5 months into it, 50% into it, we can revisit it and I can go back to my underwriter and get you more money.
That will pay for the majority of the lease I need to buy out.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean that will. I mean that helps. So,
okay.
I get where y'all are coming from, but like I mean I don't, and I had never on my bank statement, like I had never noticed that number before, not being in the bank account. Like, I never pay attention to it.
Okay.
I just know that I do it.
Yeah. No, I totally understand. Yeah, it was just like, everybody was weary about it. I'm like, look, this guy, you know, everything else is good on the file. He doesn't sound like he's trying to hide anything from me, you know, like, I'm trying to tell them, like, don't worry, you know, like, I'm vouching for him. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I feel like, you know, there's nothing here he's trying to hide. You can kind of tell when someone's trying to hide something, you know, like your responses were very quick. They were detailed. You were willing to, you know, go to the bank and have letters made. So I'm like, someone who's hiding something's not willing to do that.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, when you said that, like, about that was the first time I had actually noticed that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I knew that those transactions were there because, you know, I transfer money out of the, like, generally all of the money goes into the holding account, and then we transfer it over into the operating account. But then, mm-hmm. like, I had just never, I guess, paid much attention to it. And I've only been with this bank for about a year. So it's, you know, it works different from the other bank. So,
okay.
Anyway.
I see. No, it makes sense. It totally makes sense. So this is what I'm going to need from you. If you could send me a driver's license and a voided check, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to need to get the documents as soon as I get that, and I will send you the documents, and then there's going to be a few other stipulations here that I'm going to need, like proof of ownership. I think, I don't know, if did you send me your K-1 that shows that?
I don't get a K-1 because it's a single member LLC.
Is that a Schedule C?
There's the Schedule C that was included.
Okay, then I should have. I'll see if there's any other stipulations that I need. There may not be.
I will say, if you need it, I have the articles of organization and the operating agreement, but all that stuff that's been filed with the Secretary of State for the state of Alabama, all of that stuff just says that I'm the only person that owns the business.
Okay. Got it. And I just want to make sure the industry that you're in, I have here, oops. Just want to verify, you're an actual law firm, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure and confirm that. Well, great. Yeah, so, Tommy, if you could send over the driver's license voided check, I'll get the docs for you, and then we can try to hopefully get you funded by, I'm saying, maybe Tuesday?
Okay, perfect. I will send I will scan this stuff in and send it to you right now.
Perfect. All right, Tommy.
I'm otherwise done for the day.
Perfect. Enjoy. You working on the weekend? No, you're off on the weekends. You're a lawyer.
This is Alabama. We do football on the weekend.
That's right. That's right. That was a you guys have some good games going on too.
Yeah. So I went to Auburn. So.
Oh wow.
Which is down in the southeast part of the state, and we play LSU, Louisiana State University. We play them tomorrow, which is always a big game.
Rivalry game. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that Auburn game was, I thought they were losing in the beginning.
Yeah, we don't.
Right?
We haven't done so good lately. But
Nick Saban's like a Bill Belichick, though. You know, like, he can work with what he's got, and he knows how to get those, you know, those kids focused, and you know, they know how to win football games. I can't say enough about that team. They just know how to win. You guys just know how to win. You know, football is life down there, so I understand.
Well, you know, we say it's a religion, and I don't think that's too far off for a lot of
people.
It
is. I agree with you.
I'm just going to respond to this last email that you sent, and I'm going to just attach these documents to it, okay?
Perfect. That'll work, Tommy.
Okay, good deal.
All right, Tommy. Well, roll tide, all right?
All right, good deal. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.